What's up, guys? This is our new podcast, The Domino Effect. I'm your co-host, Stephen Parker.
I am your other co-host, Demore Agostin.
And The Domino Effect is pretty much exactly what it is. And that is, we cover pop culture, we cover issues in society, and we cry about our dramatic, horrible lives.
Fucking terrible.
We don't know exactly what this is going to grow into.
It could grow into nothing, or it could grow into something. That's all dependent on you. So go ahead and smash that like button and subscribe.
Oh, wait. See, okay, segue. We're both YouTubers.
You might know me from my other name, All Ghostman 21, aka Ghostin Media, aka Ghostin Production, aka Ghostin in your girl's vagina.
Does that mean you're not there because you're ghosting?
Means I hit it and vanish like I'm Danny Phantom.
That's good reference. Good reference.
Thank you.
Pop culture. So I don't have that, and I get no sex. So basically, I'm also known as the Parker Project. So Stephen Parker still. Please subscribe and like. I'm also looking him dead in the eye as I'm saying this.
Dead in my souls, because he wants me to save him, but I just won't. I won't save him. I won't send him out a life raft. I love watching him drown. So we'll just segue into this.
The funny thing is he can't swim.
Damn. I can't. I can't do a lot of things. I can't swim. I can't ride a bike. And I surely can't fly. So, wow. I mean, I'm no Superman. I'm no Superman.
Anyways, before we get copyrighted, we have a couple topics for you today. We have a couple random.
Wait. Before we even start with that, would you really get copyrighted for that?
No, probably not.
I hope.
I don't know how this works. I know YouTube works, and they probably wouldn't.
Okay.
There'd just be some like nerd.
You're not allowed to do that.
I like it.
That's what
I
he would like comment it. Down below, I'm pretty sure.
Why is that everyone's nerd voice is like
do you want me to read the what we're gonna
Yeah, yeah, about? Yeah. Go ahead. Start us off.
Today we have a little more pop culture than anything. We have a little bit of the Sonic, the Hedgehog movie, that trailer.
The tragedy.
Yeah, that's.
He looks like crap.
We'll talk about that eventually.
I mean.
And then we'll talk about something not as terrible.
Not as terrible. It's literally like day and night between these two.
Exactly. And that is Detective Pikachu, Pika over me. And then lastly, we're popping away from movies for a second and going to video games, which most likely we'll be talking about in the future because we all about the games, sticks.
Yeah, we play on the sticks. So our video game segue is going to be about our Xenoverse 3 wish list in the current state of Xenoverse 2 and where we think the series should go. But more into that later. So if we actually make it this far, our first personal topic is going to be relationships and the way they change us as people. Going into families and the way we communicate with each other. And last but not least, if we make it down this far, it's going to be fears of a young adult. That's something we all can, you know, vibe to. And, you know, we'll bring up a couple of topics from our personal experience. And then you guys let us know, or I don't even know how you would let us know, but you guys.
I think you can comment. But if not, it sucks. So basically, the other thing is that, you guys can just skip if you don't want the podcast or the pop culture stuff, you know, if you're not into it and you want to hear about family stuff and just real things that people go through and you want to be like, wow, that's so relatable. I'm just as sad as you are. I'm like, yeah.
That's sad ass. But Don't take that the wrong way either. It's not like pop culture isn't a part of everybody's everyday life. It's just some people would rather listen to more serious topics, and we understand that. So we're going to try to play towards two demographics, you know, get two sets of people in here, and we just hope you guys stick around, enjoy it. And
I now guess. Time for an ad.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So did it start yet?
I think so. Take it away, me. Thanks, me. So I guess we'll splice it right here. That's like 45 seconds. So.
You can record for up to 30 minutes in your web browser. If you'd like to record longer, you can use the free Anchor app for iOS app. Oh. So apparently this will cut every 30 minutes. So that's interesting. But I think we can splice it together, I hope.
I hope so, too.
If not, we will try to wrap it up around 30. How about that?
No.
No, as in whatever we're on, we'll just wrap that around 30. And then if it continues, it continues. If it doesn't, well, this app is something else. Do you want to take away on the Sonic? Have you seen the Sonic
trailer? I've seen that train wreck of a trailer. Like the okay, let's stop being funny for a second. It's a good concept. The movie's a really great concept, but no one asked for a live action Sonic the Hedgehog trailer. No one asked for it.
Well, I mean, I guess I would have been okay with it if it looked just like it. Like, okay, for example, and no one asked for live actions in general at all.
Nobody ever does.
But ever. I will say that, like, in my opinion, I think when they did the live action of The Jungle Book, actually did a pretty okay job, you know, like they were able to tell the same story. And I mean, maybe some characters were a little different than others. And I don't know why there was a giant ass ape, but okay. And then, but like, if they just did it right. Like, I don't know if you saw the trailer for Lion King yet.
Oh, the live action Lion King? Yeah.
It looks so bad. It looks real, and I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I like that. Like,
they should have made it a little more animated.
Yeah, when I think about the Lion King, I think about like an animated story, not like I'm not trying to see real lions like
right.
talk.
The hell.
But like you said, no one ever asks for actual live action movies. No. But when it comes to Sonic, man, like I've been playing Sega since I was about like what, 5 or 6, when my sister had an actual like. Sega system.
Do you actually remember that?
Yeah, like okay. I used to play Sonic all the time. Like Green Hill Zone was my stuff because I couldn't beat anything else but the Green Hill Zone.
Which honestly is the only thing I remember. Other than that, the second world of Mario and the second world of Sonic is all just one big blackout for me.
Yeah.
Because my life ended after that.
Okay. Pretty.
No, but actually, I did have something to say.
Okay.
not just a terrible joke. But basically, I don't know if you noticed, but they actually put a lot of Easter eggs inside of the trailer. And one of the things was the place, you know, the where he is, like, recording his speed.
Yeah.
He catches him. The sign that he's behind or in front of, I don't remember. I didn't watch it that much. If you look on it, it says Green Zone.
Yeah.
So, like, there's kind of cool little things there.
Yeah.
And then they, for some reason, use the noises a lot of just the rings.
Yeah, like the ring noises.
Which is cool, too. But it's just, like, all in all, first of all, if you guys know anything about Sonic, Sonic can go way faster than 7-something or whatever it was.
But he was jogging, so.
Yeah, and then it turns around and he's frozen time. Like, it just doesn't make sense. It feels like there's a large gap in the movie.
Well, of course, because it's, like, is... Like, the trailer's jumping from the beginning of the movie, the middle of the movie, to the end of the movie. It's not like it's showing you everything in chronological order. But let's just get this out the way. The ring sound is, like, 25% of us on a game. That's all you're really hearing, if we're being honest.
Ring,
like, the ring. Entire time, that's all you're hearing. Because no, you're constantly running through rings.
And when he spins, he's like...
Yeah, Sonic's really cool. I really like Sonic. I main Sonic in Smash games until Lucario joined in. And then I was like...
Whenever I main Sonic, I just die over and over and over again. Because I use this little spring, and I just go...
Yeah,
and that's me off the
you off the ledge. Yeah, yeah, I totally.
Yeah, no, it's horrible. It's but horrifying. Like Greninja. We're not here to talk about Smash Bros. But I can go off because Fucking Greninja.
Greninja, bro. But yeah, it's not like a bad concept. It's just like, yo, you gotta put a little bit more effort into the way you make Sonic look, because his body is so weird.
Yeah, I saw some fan art, and it was like, it looks so much better. Like, it literally looks completely better. Like, and all they did was make, to be honest, I don't know if you remember playing or saw the game for the one where he, like, turns into a werewolf.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dumb, but he still looks fine. If they use that version, you know, of him, like, kind of looking realistic, but, like, he's in a video game. But, like, it's the same thing, except for maybe it'd be more realistic.
They didn't even have to do the realistic thing,
like his eyes could be connected like they are in the,
yeah, in the fucking, like, it doesn't have to be super realistic. Like, I always like to point back to a really good movie was Space Jam. They kept everyone animated, and the real people were the real people. I feel like if you do something like that now, it's still okay. Like, nobody's gonna be like, no, I don't want to see that. It's like, it'll be more acceptable than what it is now when you try to make someone look realistic. Like, he has human teeth.
Yeah, that's
fine. And that's terrifying.
That is terrifying.
It's terrifying to see.
He basically has a human face.
Yeah, it's terrifying to see his mouth open and all you see is teeth.
He's also got no ass.
I don't think that's...
look at a picture.
I don't want to
look at the picture.
I'm not looking at Sonic like that.
I'm just saying he's got. They didn't do him.
He doesn't need one. He doesn't have one in the show.
I mean, he's got to have something behind.
He has a tail.
Yeah, I didn't even really see his tail like that.
Nah, man.
His spikes weren't even like those. Are like his trademark.
Oh shit, you're right.
But those spikes are like his trademark. But you couldn't even really see him. But to say what you were saying, basically, I was thinking like. Yeah, they could just leave it a cartoon, but they could have also just made it so he looks real in the sense of like, oh, now his fur looks actually like fur and not just an animated drawing, like because he's an animal.
Yeah.
If he wasn't an animal, then I get it. But because he was an animal.
They could make the fur look real at least. All I'm saying is the design for Sonic's bad. It's really bad, but rejoice, Sonic fans, because your cries and moans have been heard. They are completely redesigning Sonic.
Not even the good moans.
I don't even think it's going to be possible for the movie to still come out on time if they have to go back and redesign his whole thing and then reshoot all the scenes with that.
But that's the thing, it's CGI. They probably could just replace it. I think they can now.
Maybe.
They probably can't. All right.
It's going to be a lot of
before
hard
we
work.
Move on to the next topic. I will have to admit, we have to talk about one more character.
Eggman.
Yep, Dr. Robotnik. Eggman. Call him whatever you want, but he ain't what he was.
Jim Carrey is a great Eggman.
Oh, I agree. But, like, you saw, he's skinny. He's all cleaned up. What the hell is that? Why aren't you fat? Which you see in the end, the last second. Spoiler. Oh, wait, by the way.
I don't think you could spoil a trailer.
A trailer can spoil a movie. So if you talk about the trailer.
You're spoiling the movie?
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, okay.
Anyways. Yeah, Eggman.
I mean, I don't remember who I was talking to. I think I was talking to you when you said that this version of Eggman is the Eggman who hasn't been dealing with Sonic for most of his life.
That was a theory.
So, yeah, so he has this. He has his shit together.
Yeah, he has his shit together. And then once he sees Sonic, he's like, oh, fuck. Can't get this fucking hedgehog.
Can't kill this damn hedgehog. And he starts binge eating and having terrors and shit. So he loses his hair and he grows out that fucking mustache.
Which, to be honest, is great. Like, I want to see that one all the time.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, it's funny because I grew up with Sonic. And this is first thoughts, instant thoughts. Whereas I grew up with Sonic and I grew up with Jim Carrey. But I was only excited to see Jim Carrey. Yeah, the movie is called Sonic.
Yeah, they messed that up terribly. I'm just surprised that they. Let's just be happy that they ain't fuck up Tails. All right.
Did they have Tails in there?
No, Tails isn't in there. I didn't see any.
He should be. If they're gonna add anyone, they should add Tails.
Let's worry with one CGI character at a time. All right. You see how they had Sonic looking? They probably fucked Tails up.
Oh my god! Think about like Knuckles.
Ew.
All right. I think what a good segue would be not mentioning a good segue and just doing it.
Yeah.
Is CGI characters. something they did not mess up with. That's Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu looks fantastic. All looks the Pokemon, like all the Pokemon look incredible, from Charizard all the way to Psyduck. Charizard
looks terrifying. Oh my god. You can't say because he's a dragon, because he's not dragon type, technically.
Technically. He's a dragon type when he... Okay, we're not getting into the fucking mechanics of Pokemon.
Let's be honest, though. Like, this might be what this turns into.
This low-key might. But Sonic, I mean, Detective Pikachu looks fantastic. Psyduck looks good. Charizard looks good. All of them look fantastic. And it comes from the fact that, if you didn't know this, production of the Pikachu movie might have started recently, but the side work and stuff like that, like the for like the behaviors of animals and things and how they all act, like I know Bulbasaur, they kind of took after a pit bull.
Really?
Yeah, they took Bulbasaur after a pit bull. So they wanted to see how pit bulls act in packs and all that. So they've been doing research on stuff like this for like 2 years.
I have no idea.
Yeah, they've been doing research for stuff like this for 2 years, even before they started actually animating the Pokemon. So it's like when they started animating the Pokemon, they knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And I just like...
They need to go talk to the people who make it Sonic.
Time and effort. The time and effort you really put into a project, it shows at the end of the day. And I think that's what this is. I don't think the Sonic team put that much time and effort into the way they were going to make Sonic look. I feel like they wanted to do something different without really understanding that people don't like different with iconic characters, because they're iconic for a reason. You could pick Sonic out of a lineup if you needed to. So I think you should run with that. That's your marketing.
An unintentional pun, but continue.
That's your marketing. Like, that's your whole marketing scheme is, oh, you don't have to market this so heavily because Sonic markets itself. Everyone knows who Sonic is.
Yeah. I mean, can't have like a skinny, what if you had a skinny Latino as Mario? Like, that's just not going to work.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it wouldn't work at all, but it's like you like Detective Pikachu. Pikachu itself is a name that markets itself. So when you see Pikachu for the first time, you're all like, that's Pikachu. It's not like they try to make Pikachu look like...
No, they literally just took a copy and it was like, they added a real filter. That's all they
a real filter, added. Yeah.
It's like, that's what Pokemon Go should have been, was they just made everyone just...
Like, yeah, like real filters, yeah.
So the only thing I have a problem with is that there is nothing. And I could be wrong because I stopped watching after a while. In the anime or in the games that suggest that Pikachu is fuzzy.
Is Pikachu not fuzzy?
He's technically a rat. And he's fluffy. He's not even fuzzy at that point. He's just fluff.
I mean, that would make sense because his hairs are standing up.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get
it. Like, that's not really a problem I have. Like, I'm not mad at it because of that. But I will say it's like definitely something I think of. Like, but like, why is he fuzzy though?
I don't know. Like, so because he's supposed to be cute. Yeah. He's a mascot of Pokemon, so he's supposed to be cute. If he looked like a real life rat, I don't think people would be that attracted to him.
That'd be a little... I would want to hug it more.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird. Really weird.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, it. Like I said, when we started talking about this, it's like the difference between day and night, between the way Sonic is and Detective Pikachu is. You don't really have to market Pikachu, so you don't try that hard. You just try to go for the realism, but still make the character look the same. And I think that's where the Sonic team messed up.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds.
They tried too hard is what it was. Pretty much.
They tried too hard. And for Detective Pikachu, to have Ryan Reynolds as the voice of Pikachu, you're already making strides forward. You're making like 10 strides forward and your movie hasn't even came out yet. Because when you think of Ryan Reynolds, you think of Deadpool.
Yeah.
Your mind instantly goes to Deadpool.
What's funny, it's funny because we were going to pull out our phones and like look up information, but it seems like we've actually... on our own, done our own like little researches here and there. Ryan Reynolds, he said he was, I think it was the night show, late night show or whatever. He was having an interview and he was talking about the voice for Pikachu. And he went in there and he had like a high pitched voice and he was like, Pika! And then like all like that. And then they're like, no, just be Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
They straight up just told him no. And he's just like, okay.
That sounded like he was defeated. Like he really practiced that voice and for them to just turn around.
Because honestly, that's what you would assume. Not Ryan Reynolds. Exactly. Ryan Reynolds. Like, that's all you hear. And you know, what's also really nice is seeing the trailers. I think there's been like 3 out now. You don't feel like you're watching Ryan Reynolds.
No, you feel like you're watching Detective Pikachu,
yeah, which is good. And, you know, since I'm starting to feel like we are have a topic, but then we kind of jump off of it for a second, come back. Another show or movie that is really good with that is Moana and The Rock. Didn't even feel like I was watching The Rock.
I haven't seen Moana.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I never felt like I needed to see Moana.
Okay, it's cool. It's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah.
It's cool. Anyways, back to the Detective Pikachu.
I think it's really good.
I think Detective Pikachu is going to be good. I had some critiquing at first because I was like, you know, childhood. That's like, especially Pikachu. Like, a lot of people make fun of me, but Pikachu is my favorite. Always has been. I just loved it. Playing Yellow was my first game. That's probably why. Yeah. Because Yellow was my first game. And just having him with you and always looking at him and be like, hey, buddy. And he'd be like, man, you're like, hey, okay. I can't do nothing about it, but okay. And you think you helped him, but then he looks at you sad and you're like, ah, oh, fuck. Damn.
They can really
turn a game off.
Yeah, they can really turn Pokemon games into, what were those little shits called? They were like $15. And if you died, you had to buy a whole new one.
What? Oh, Tamagotchis?
Tamagotchis. They can really turn a Pokemon game into Tamagotchis. Yeah, bro. I hated Tamagotchis.
Tamagotchis are awesome. We always played House with Tamagotchis were our pets.
They're so expensive, though. They were like $10. And like if it died, you had to buy a whole new fucking thing.
How much are they now, do you think? Probably. This is something we can look up.
Yeah, go look it up. Probably like $2 to $3. I mean... But like I said, fucking stupid little Tamagotchi things, man. Always died. Couldn't take them to school with you, so no one was feeding them throughout the day. So they die by the time you get home.
Oh, that was the opposite for us. We had, like, our whole class during recess, all of us had Tamagotchis. And, like, we were just all playing them.
Yeah.
So we never really – we always were taking care of them because we always had them with us. Like, it was – you can buy an original Tamagotchi – at Target for $20.
Like, and that's not even the set. Cause I know like some of them came in like sets of twos and fives and shit like that. That's just like one, right? For $20.
Yeah, just one. I've never actually seen
one Tamagotchi egg for $20. What a fucking
It looks like you can pretty much get them anywhere for $20. No matter where you go, it's always $20.
That's fucking stupid.
They have Tamagotchi electronic pet toy dinosaurs, but I don't know what the fuck that is. But that says it's only $5. But you know, one thing I did was I actually connected my Tamagotchi to online. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
Tamagotchis had them. I thought it was cool. And actually, you know what? Think about it now. Like, it still is cool. Like, that's a cool concept. That's like the Amiibos with the Switch and the Wii U or whatever.
Yeah.
How you can have something outside and put it digitally. And you were able to put them in like the Tamagotchi world on your computer. It was kind of cool because you could like walk around and like I had my sister's Tamagotchi with me and we like lived in the house and everything. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that sounds like a fun experience. My Tamagotchi always died. Dude. I think I only got one. So I was like, fuck this shit.
I had a friend that left for a vacation. I gave me her Tamagotchi.
To watch?
Yeah.
It died?
Yeah. I didn't watch it. I just paid attention to mine. And I put hers in the corner and just like...
Let it die?
Yeah, I let it die. Shit. She came back kind of sad. I'm like, well, go buy another one, bitch. So, that's the end.
It's like letting you watch somebody's gerbil and you fucking starve it. But,
no, or you feed it too much and it blows up because you want to put it in a microwave and see it go... Pah! Oh, sorry. See it go...
You have physical issues that you have to see like a therapist about, my guy. But
what were we talking about, Pikachu?
Yeah, we were talking about Detective Pikachu and Sonic. But like I said, night and day with that one, night and day. So we'll move on to the other topic, which is Xenoverse 3, our wish list.
Which I just want to say, because it does say 24 minutes, and you can record for 30 minutes max, apparently. So maybe we should stop.
Right here?
Yeah, and then we can just continue.
Like open up a whole new one?
No, it looks like we can connect it because it looks like we can make an episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. We're still learning this. We're going to, you know what? This is good. Well, how about we just do the ad read here? We already did the ad read.
We already did that.
All right. For future reference, this will be when we do our ad read, is when the 30 minutes is up. But if you're enjoying this, stay for a sec. We'll be right back. And if you're not.
I mean, we could put the same ad.
I guess you might hear him again. And if not, that's just
that means awkward. We didn't.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm. And we're back.
I think we successfully put our sponsorship in the middle of that. And now there's an awkward spacing where you did the sponsorship before and we paused.
I mean, we'll figure it out. Not everything. Like, Rome wasn't built in a day. So,
I'm pretty sure it was. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure a whole city did not appear in
one single day. I'm pretty sure, like, you know, bears that need to hibernate decided to sleep and then they woke up and are like, oh, shit. There's a fucking room right there. And they're like, wow, that felt like a day. That's all, you know.
That's funny. Yeah.
My argument is valid.
I mean, in bear logic.
No, I mean, because I made you laugh, so now I'm right. Anyways, continue to what we're supposed to be talking about.
What we're supposed to be talking about is Xenoverse 3, Xenoverse 3 wishlist and the state of Xenoverse 2 as of today.
Again, and I'm saying this because this is anime related, and being into anime, it's you notice how many people aren't.
Really?
And how many people are. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, okay. Yeah.
Like again, you can always skip ahead. We will be talking about relationship stuff, family, and things to fear, or
fears of a young adult.
So yeah, I mean, he wrote that, so I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. But
you'll see when we get.
So yeah, to it. Remember, you guys can do that. But don't leave; just skip ahead, you fucks.
I mean, don't call them that, and maybe they will say, you know.
All right. So Xenoverse 3.
Before we even talk about Xenoverse 3, let's just give a little rundown to people who don't know. So
honestly, I think you should do it. I feel like you played the game way more than I did.
All right, so Dragon Ball Xenoverse is the newest installment of the Dragon Ball video game series. It came out around, what, 2015,
2016? You want me to look
it up? Yeah, go ahead.
Feeling useful.
Good, good. But Xenoverse 1 came out for the PlayStation 3, the Xbox 360, the PlayStation 4, and the Xbox One.
Which literally is Xenoverse... Do you mind me interrupting?
No, go ahead.
Xenoverse came out like right when I think it came out when I started watching
Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came out in 2015. Yeah. That's around the time I started watching anime and watching Dragon Ball.
Yeah, 2015. It was a good year.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
If you think about it, yeah. But
I've been watching anime so long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good job.
If you guys haven't never seen it, I'm going to tell you right now, I was against it. My dad's currently still against it probably. And I'll just say this, it's different, but it's not as different as you think it is. I had a thing where I was like, no, I don't want to watch cartoons or whatever. And that's just, I feel like that's a lot of people's opinion.
Yeah.
But then when you get into it, they're so in depth of like, and because they're animated characters, you do more with them than you could a person. I don't know. I just want to put that, you know, don't knock it till you try it.
I like that. I like that a lot. Don't knock it until you try it. But so Xenoverse 3 came in 2015, and it was a...
2015?
Yeah. Yeah, Xenoverse 1 came out in 2015, and it was a totally new experience from what anyone had ever played before, because you got to make your own character, experience the Dragon Ball storyline while you're fixing corrections in history, fighting two new enemies named Mira and Toa. So it was a really good experience for Xenoverse 1. And then Xenoverse 2 came out like a year and a half later.
It says 2016, but
like a year later? No, like a year and a half later. A year later. Because 16. We only got like two DLC packs in Xenoverse 1. We only got the GT pack and then the Super pack.
It only goes for like $20 right now.
Oh, that's crazy. It's super cheap.
That is cheap, but it's been out for a long time.
Yeah, and Xenoverse 2 has been out for a really long time, and we haven't heard anything about Xenoverse 3. So Xenoverse 2 is, of course, the sequel to the Xenoverse series, being that you still follow the same kind of formula. You make a new time patroller, and you're still fixing corrections in history from Mira and Toa.
Can't you bring your own characters, though?
Yeah, you can bring your character over from the last game, but you can't do anything with that character. Yeah. You just bring them over so they can be in story mode cutscenes. You don't even fight with them or anything like that. So there was no real reason. Xenoverse 2 is shit. It's shit.
I feel like they did better customizations.
They did not.
A little bit?
No. They didn't add anything from the customization.
Oh, they just left it.
Yeah, the customization is exactly the same from Xenoverse 1 to Xenoverse 2.
You know what? I really like the first one, so that's probably why I thought, oh, yeah, they still did good.
Yeah, no, it's the same customization. They didn't add any new hairstyles, any new facial expressions, any new anything. They just copy and pasted customization from one game to another and said, here you go. And then they give you more clothing options, of course, but that's like a given at that point. And
I think you can tell now which topic he was more really wanting to talk about at this point.
And, it's just so fucking trash. The game's good. The mechanics are awesome. Like, the stamina breaks and the evasives and all that. It adds depth to the game that it really needed. But it doesn't work online because the netcode is ass. And if you don't know what netcode is, it's basically how the server reads from one PlayStation to another, since Xenoverse doesn't have dedicated servers.
The raids like suck too because of that. Like,
yeah, the raids
never work.
Yeah, the raids are bad too because there's no dedicated servers. It's peer to peer. And when it comes to raids, it's one person hosting the entire raid. So if you don't have a good connection with the host, you're not going to have a good connection with the raid, which means the raid boss is literally teleporting on your screen. One minute you're standing there just fine, and then the next minute you're KO'd looking at the floor.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's just those little things, the things that can change, like getting dedicated servers. Xenoverse 2 made over like $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the best-selling Dragon Ball Z games since Budokai Tenkaichi 3. And that was like, what, 2008?
Yeah.
Tenkaichi 3 came out in 2008 and made $10 million. We've had so many Xenoverse games after that didn't even scratch like the $10 million mark. And Xenoverse 2 did it easily. Made so much money. It made so much money that people are still playing it to this day that they said, we can give Xenoverse 2 out for free. There's a Xenoverse 2 Lite that you could download on your Xbox or PlayStation.
I didn't know that. Just have two, so I'm like, I have it. You know, I don't touch it.
No, Xenoverse 2.
Yeah, I don't even touch it. I played the campaign once. That was it. And then
that's all you could do.
And then I went to Fighters, but it's kind of similar in a way. I mean, it's nice, but it's like
Fighters is a couch game.
It's a couch, and it's more like you want to put all your time and effort in this game. Otherwise, you will get screwed over anytime. Like, for example, Jump Force. I don't play that game like that, but I can still jump in there, not pun intended, and be okay.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, we'll get away.
Yeah, I don't want to talk
we'll save that for another day.
That's gonna be a whole.
So then, what the topic is your wish list for the 33. I think you said enough where they
couldn't understand. Okay, so my wish list for Xenoverse 3 would be the next installment. We haven't heard anything, no release dates on it or anything, no whispers. Usually around this time, they would at least patent the name.
I actually
put a trademark on the name or something like that, and they haven't done that either.
While you were talking, I looked it up, and it's like nothing.
Yeah.
Just a dead, empty void of people saying, is it going to happen?
I mean,
how's it going to happen? Well, yeah. Or actually, a lot of people, it seems like they actually know how they could continue it.
Yeah.
But then they just are like, well, they aren't doing it.
Dragon Ball Heroes would be the perfect way to continue the story. By mixing Xenoverse and Heroes, you bring out this Time Breaker versus Time Patroller, which I always thought would be a good way to segue into like a whole new thing. Like, you can make at least three other games out of this by having a Time Breakers versus time patrollers and having them go to war with each other. That way you could have two factions in the actual like game.
Yeah.
Like you have the time breakers, time patrollers, you have them do like a war simulation thing where it's like time breakers versus time patrollers. The whichever side gets the most wins at the end of the session gets like higher rewards or whatever.
Is that multiplayer you're talking about?
Yeah, I'm talking about like multiplayer.
Well, I was thinking something similar, I guess.
Yeah.
But more of like with raids.
Mm-hmm.
Have like a team on
team raids.
Yeah, like but not like split the server in half, right?
Right.
Or whatever you're playing on. And so like you have I'll just use a small number for now. 10 people and you split it, now there's a team of 5. And but you don't have one boss though.
You have two.
You have two bosses. But the trick is that if you can beat your boss first, you can now go start attacking and getting XP and stuff from their boss. You can't attack until yours is dead.
Like Unison League.
In a way.
Like you have to kill everyone on the field before you're able to attack their crystal.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Because the goal is to get the higher score.
Right.
And so you need to try your best to destroy what's in front of you first so you can get more points from them.
Right.
Because you both have a certain set of points that you can get a max for your for the person you're attacking in front of you.
That's
like a boss.
Yeah.
That I think that would be that's awesome. That would get me to play like all the time.
Yeah, because it'd be an event that keeps you interested. So that's good. That's really good. But off topic, I guess. We were off topic, but the wish list.
Keep going off topic.
Yeah, my wish list for Xenoverse 3. I'm going to need some more transformations. I'm going to need transformations for other races.
That would have been one of my wish lists.
Yeah, right?
It's like something more interactive than just, here's a raid.
Yeah. Okay, I can see it. So we're on topic.
Maybe Team Deathmatch. I'm just
kidding. Ooh, that'd be nice. That'd be really nice. Find a way to do, like a battle royale.
Yeah. Well,
a tournament of power.
Okay. I'm better at that, even though it's the same thing.
Yeah, a tournament of power. Have like
it'd be cool to have multiple teams with that. Because yeah. Battle Royales have just been, they've been drained. They've been drained a lot. And they're still fun. But it's more of like, especially if that's all you have to play. Like, luckily, you and I have decided, we found other things to play recently.
Yeah.
What is it? Anthem. We have Anthem. We have Uno.
Love playing Uno.
Like, so we have other games to play, but for a lot of people, that's all they have.
It's battle royales. Yeah, and I feel so sorry for you. If all you play is battle royales because that's all you can afford because they're free, I feel so sorry for you. No shade. No shade.
No, and to be honest, I'll say this right now. I played Fortnite, of all things, and I know just saying that word, a lot of people are now turned off from this whole conversation. But, and I think I already told you about this, but the customization. We played the custom games.
Yeah.
Played custom games. For some reason, it didn't even feel like Fortnite at that point. Like, I'm not playing it. I'm just playing a game with a friend, and we're all doing our own thing. We're not playing Battle Royale. We're not playing Thanos. We're not, you know, this and that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you have that, you're cool. But, you know, I'm sorry you have to play Battle Royale. That's it. That's your life now.
So I'm going to need more transformations in Xenoverse 3. Like, so serious. Like, the transformations we got in Xenoverse 2, they were cool, I guess. Like, Saiyan's got Super Saiyan 3, and then Majin's got Kid Buu form. Frieza's got Golden Frieza's, and Namekian's got Giants.
They can't do much with some of that's all they can do. That's all they can do. Saiyans are the only ones that can keep going.
Humans got a flying Nimbus and a power pole. I'm not trying to hear that. Oh. I swear we could have did something better.
You got Kaioken.
Everyone has Kaioken.
Oh, that's right.
Try again. You have unlocked potential. Everyone has unlocked potential.
I was going to say Ultra Instinct, but they're making it sound like that's an everyone thing as well.
And Ultra Instinct is an everyone thing, and we're probably not going to get that.
Here's the thing is, like, if it's going based off the manga and anime, humans haven't done anything else.
I mean, we have the buff Roshi form.
You'd want that?
Like, it's called Max Power. I'm totally fine with that. If my character
at that point, buffed, you're basically Super Trunks when he was all big and buff. And
I mean, but Roshi made it work.
That's true. I guess.
I mean,
you'd just be a Krillin your whole life, though.
And then on top of that, you could do something even more drastic. You could have customized transformations.
True.
Like, you could literally take, like...
That would be fun.
That would be really fun.
They, honestly, when it comes down to customizing, they need to revamp that whole thing. Because they haven't done nothing. And I know your feelings with Jump Force, but their customizing is at least better.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
The Jump Force customization is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful. Like, I really love the way you can customize your character's highlights. That's dope.
Oh, yeah, I do like that. Yeah. I just instantly made a battle scar eye because that's how you always know the dope anime character of the battle scar eye.
Nice, yeah. Bardock.
I mean, they even did it to...
Future Gohan.
No, but they even did it to Thor.
he has the scar.
Now he's the cool guy. They revamped his character, gave him a battle scar eye. There you go. He's cool. He's the best guy. No spoilers. Don't worry, guys. Endgame.
Yeah, no talk about that around me. So
we got to watch it this weekend.
Okay. So just to shorten it so we can.
Because it's the longest.
Longest segment, by the way. Just to shorten it, 5 wish lists. I want more transformations or custom transformations. Whatever you could give me that makes it easier on you, I would really like that. Like for the custom transformation, like you take like a preset transformation and then you just change like the aura, the hairstyle, the fighting stance, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And just make it your own type thing. So when it says Super Saiyan, you transform into a Super Saiyan, but you have like doo-doo brown hair.
You just turn into a shadow. You're just all black. I'm now silhouette.
Super silhouette.
That would be so dope.
That'd be actually fun. That'd be really fun. You see what I'm saying?
You just go up to your enemies and you just copy them. You just stay behind them and copy them. And then they're like, where is he? I can't. And then you're so fast and you're so strong now, you just stay behind him and copy them. So when he actually tries to attack, you're just attacking him in the back.
Super silhouette. I like it. Yeah. See? It's stuff like that you can have fun with. Like, bringing it back to Ultimate, they let you make your own maps. This is just fun stuff like that. Like, give you full control of things. You make your own map. It's like...
Well, we don't want all that control. Because I don't know if you've seen
some of the... gosh, yes. The,
like, the dicks.
The penises, and the, bro.
So much like, penises. Like, people aren't even drawing boobs anymore. They're just straight dicks.
Yeah, like, that's crazy to me. But,
that was your first one,
custom transformations. More races. I think they should add the because I know in Super Dragon Ball Heroes they have the Kai race and the Demon race.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like that too. I like that for Xenoverse. We have the Namekians, the humans, the Saiyans, the Boos, the Friezas, the Kais, and the Demons.
To add on that, you can even add now that you have the Tournament of Power, you have multiple races.
Yeah, like all those.
Like I want to be a Jiren. I don't want to be a Jiren. Just go up there, bald, weird-looking thumb guy with thick muscles.
Yeah, crazy. Or a wolf from Universe 9, one of those wolf guys from Universe 9.
Oh, yeah, because it looked like that was a race.
Yeah, like that's like a whole species or some sort.
Which, to be honest, if you look back at Dragon Ball there, it was just a whole bunch of walking animals all the time.
And now you don't see that in Z or Super.
It's weird.
It's just a bunch of humans. Like, they went extinct or something. Like
even in GT, they don't have it. In GT, they have, like, every random shit. So
Yeah, that's weird. So, more races, more transformations, more customization. Like, all those wigs they give you in Xenoverse, I don't know if you played Xenoverse recently, but there's, like, a bunch of wigs. There's, like, the Yajirobe wig, the Ultra Instinct Goku wig, the Zamasu wig, the Rose Goku Black wig, the... Kefla wig, the Broly wig. Like you could 100% just make those hairstyles.
Yeah.
You could make those hairstyles.
And you could just change the color of the hair. I think what it was is that they're done with the game. So they just
started just throwing shit in there to keep people quiet, but it's making people louder because they're pissing people off. Like you can make like all those wigs, you could just turn those into hairstyles so people can change the colors of them.
Yeah.
That's all people ever want to do is just change the colors of things. More clothing options. I want hoodies. I want fucking hoods.
Because, okay, Tabori and I have this thing, which is 100% accurate, that your character always looks more badass with a hood.
With a hood on?
With a hood. Like you if just you put a hood on,
your character
you're instantly looks badass. You're instantly main character status.
Oh, like main character or main villain. because you got a hood on. Like, that's dope.
Or you're like the supporting character that is better than the main character, but you know, they decide to focus on the main character. So, and then you just are the best, and that's it. I don't know where I was going with that.
Oh, no, you're good.
You kind of like, you looked at me weird, so I kind of stopped.
More customizations, more clothing, more hairstyles, stuff like that. Stuff we love. I might be the only person who wants this, but co-op story mode would be fucking bomb.
I want to give my list, but that's definitely on end.
Right? A co-op story mode would be fantastic, because when you do these missions, Trunks is never with you.
I know. He's always with you in the cutscene, and then you're just like,
you're fighting by yourself, like, or he has some random excuse for not, oh, I can't show up now because there's another me there and I don't want to mess up the timeline. It's like, there's a couple of fights in the game where Trunks is there, but he's getting his ass beat with you.
Yeah,
he shouldn't be getting beat down at this point. Trunks should be like the strongest warrior.
Yeah.
But and then that was four. Number five, more events, like more consistent events. I remember in Xenoverse 2 at one point, Frieza was attacking Canton City like every week.
Which was cool.
I was loving it. Like,
was awesome.
Yeah, I love logging on and it'd be like Frieza's ships pulls up.
Chain, and like you get jumped.
Yeah, like the little soldiers are in the air. They start flying towards you, like you start getting all these fights.
You would have been great is that if you like the screen blacked out for a second and all you see is the lights and then it's the Ginyu Force and they're doing their whole intro.
That'd be dope. You see what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. Like more events, more consistent events, because
I think they just gave up on the game. I think they just started focusing on other things. Do you want to hear my list?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if I have five. Maybe I'm just going to go. Five will be my last number for sure.
Okay.
As someone that doesn't play it as much and honestly not as invested because of all those issues, I'm very easily distracted by other games. Like, I'll get into a game, play it for a little bit, okay, you guys aren't really doing anything, go to another game, but then not go back.
Yeah.
That's just how I am. Which sucks, because then it's like, I don't think I waste my money, because like, at least I play the full campaign. At least I know what the story was.
Yeah.
At least I got to play. I leveled up my character pretty much all the way. Like, I did everything you need to do. I just didn't go back for any of the events, because like you said, there really wasn't any. So as with that said, the first one, there just needs, like I said, more interactive stuff. So, and that can mean so many. And this is why I don't really have a checklist. Like, this could be so many, because it can literally mean to the point of your team won, and there's that little like standing thing where you show your team and you can do a little emote.
Yeah.
Like something like that. Just something little like that would make people more interested. Like, oh, I want to get this emote so I can win and then do the Yamcha dead pose.
So like team deathmatch, stuff like that.
Stuff like that. Like, yeah. Rocket League, when you've won, they show your stand,
whole team,
and then you can like flip around and jump around, like stuff like that. They incorporating other things from other games is fine. I don't know why people sometimes avoid that,
like capture the flag and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, like
you can fly anyway, like, so
it would be really cool if you guys raced to get all seven Dragon Balls.
Yeah,
that's like such a simple thing that they probably thought of, but there's never actually incorporated.
Yeah, like because the way that.
Basically game types. That's what they need.
Game types. Yeah, because the way they have some of the parallel quests set up, you're jumping from map to map anyway.
Yeah.
Because, so why don't you just turn that into a whole big thing, like you flying through, looking for the Dragon Balls, and then the first team to get all seven back to Kami's lookout wins. And then you could actually, if you see someone with a Dragon Ball, you fly up to him, you beat his ass, take his Dragon Ball from him.
Yeah, but like if he wins, then it's like his or whatever.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Like, from someone that I love the anime, obviously, it's like one of my favorites. I put it top three for sure.
Yeah.
Not 100%. Well, the other one's probably Tokyo Ghoul. But
Tokyo Ghoul's fantastic.
Yeah, that might be my first. But I just need things like that to keep me interested. Especially another thing is I'm not a fighter. Like, I don't play fighting games.
Right.
Like, FighterZ, I actually really enjoyed. But I really only enjoyed it not only because I like Dragon Ball, but because of the art. like the art. Like that's all I've really loved it for. So that's why I kept playing it. And I'll go back and I'll play it. But I don't play it for the fighting game. Mm-hmm. So, and Xenoverse has a way where it's not your normal side fighting game. It's like 3D. It's interactive in a way. You know, it's more, you can do more in a way. I don't know what its actual title is.
It's a 3D fighter. And then Fighter Z is a 2.5D fighter.
That's dumb. But, but with that, they already have a platform where they can do other game types.
Yeah.
I guess that would be my main, obviously customization, because customization makes any game better, no matter what. I don't care if it's
Sword Art Online Fatal
Bully. I don't care if you're playing Uno, because you can customize your cards. That's cool. And I want to do that type thing. Anyone wants to customize things and make it feel like their own. And then lastly, yeah, I guess I'd have to agree with the event thing. Because it would be events happening all the time. And what would be nice is that you don't have to participate if you don't want to. And then this one, just because we brought it up, is the Battle Royale type field thing. Like, I actually think that would be awesome.
Tournament of Power, they laid it out for you. It was like 80 that's fighters. That's like
your game. It's like with Sword Art Online, where it's like, hey, here's your game.
Yeah.
It's the anime.
Yeah.
Like, just do that. Just do the Tournament of Power.
Yeah, it's like they really did it for you. It's like 80 fighters, 8 teams of 10, last team to survive wins. And you just do that. Like, you, of course, you can't fly. Probably can't use ultimates because then everybody's throwing all types of Hail Marys.
No, I think that would be realistic. Maybe it could be like a pickup, like a drop. Like you drop.
Oh, you drop and you grab the ultimate?
Ultimate. And you'd be like, oh, wow, I got a command mail wave.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, stuff like that would be sweet.
That's basically, I think that's pretty much it, to be honest, about that topic. Yeah. We've spent a whole 30 minutes just about that. And
Xenoverse is life. I had to stop playing because I loved it. I had to let it go.
Yeah. Yeah,
if you love me, let me go. TM.
I think you can tell that was a definitely more in-depth topic.
And we haven't even got to the heavy conversations yet.
Yeah. So this might be pretty long. But we're going to stop here. Maybe put another ad. Not sure. But
maybe,
definitely.
Maybe not. Who knows?
Definitely stop it and then start again because it's 30 minutes, which is kind of annoying, but whatever.
Yeah. Be right back, guys. And we're back. What's up, guys? This is going to be part 3 to episode 1. We just got done talking about our Xenoverse 3 wish list, which was a 30-minute segment all of its own.
Oh, my God. It was so long.
So passionate about
it. When you were doing your list, I was like, wow, this is a 5-minute per
thing. Yeah.
Check mark.
Man, I'm telling you, I love the Xenoverse series. I just want to really see it do well. I'm like a parent. And my kid keeps bringing home Fs. Like, I want to beat your ass so bad, but I want to get to the root of the problem first.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
So,
relationships. Relationships and how they can change you and make you a better person. Go ahead, take that away.
I feel like we shouldn't come to me first because mine is such recent and I can really go in depth, and maybe we shouldn't let you go first.
Okay.
I don't know how, and I don't know. I don't know. How is being out in South Carolina?
Is there any
relationship?
Yeah. No, I got it. Being in South Carolina, I had a total of 2 meaningful relationships. And they were both with older women.
Not a problem. As long as they're not 40 or 50.
No, like 30, 33, 35. Things like that. Of course, met them at work. So, met one girl. She was working at Starbucks. I'm not going to say her name, but
yeah.
I met her at Starbucks. One day, I was going into Starbucks, going to get like, cause it had to be an early morning shift, like a 6 to 3:30 or something like that. So I was going into Starbucks. It was like 10:45, nowhere nowhere was selling hot food but the deli at Publix, and I really wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I really wasn't trying to eat food that I just made because I was in the kitchen that day frying all the food, so I didn't want to eat food that I just made. So I walked over to the Starbucks, and I asked her, let me get the caramel frappuccino. Mm-hmm. I'll have a grande, and then I ordered, like, their double bacon sandwich, their double bacon and egg sandwich.
Dude, I can't order food there, but yeah, go ahead.
Why? It's really
this good. Is expensive. That's what it is. It was only like, it's small and it's expensive. Like,
yeah,
you go to McDonald's to get breakfast there, it's like $1. Yeah. Like, if you order the right thing, you get $1, get something to eat just to hold you down.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, you never go to McDonald's, like a quick trip to McDonald's, and then you're good forever.
That's so true.
But like, I don't know. I just like, and they're just as small at Starbucks. And it's just like, feel like, well, I just wasted $5 for this little thing that I could have gotten frozen in a box with like 10 of them for $3.
Jesus. I mean, yeah, you're right. But I guess it's just, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Sorry, go ahead.
But and then, of course, me being an imbecile, I had washed my wallet the night before.
Oh, no.
So my card reader was, my chip was acting dummy.
That sucks.
So she looked me in my eyes. She's like, don't worry about it. I got you. It was like a fucking $11 to $12 order.
And sparks flew as well.
Sparks flew. Like, instantly, I'm like, no, you're not about to make me look like I'm broke. So ran across the street to Bank of America. I got a $20 bill. Wait, and
did
I gave
you
her
really do this?
Yeah. I ran across the street to Bank of America, got a $20 bill, and gave her a $20 tip.
I guess I meant sparks flew. Like, now you guys fell in love and everything. No. Fucking, I'm going to prove her wrong.
Yeah, no, I had to prove her wrong. But from then, it's like every time I went back, she was there. So we just got to know each other. We started talking more and more.
But how do you think this affects you? Like,
as a person,
like, it's okay if it doesn't much, right? Because it's like,
yeah, no,
especially
like
a smaller,
not everything's gonna have a big, huge impact on your life. But at the point of my, and I hope to God my dad doesn't hear this. My dad and his wife had went to Washington.
You don't have to say it.
No, fuck that. My dad and his wife went to Washington for 6 days, and one of those 6 days, I had her over.
Oh.
I had her over, and she spent the night with me. She took me to work the next morning.
That's why you didn't answer my calls.
How about you shut up? And she spent the night with me, and nothing happened. I think I'm in a point of my life where I'm not trying to fuck everything that walks.
That's good.
I really just liked her company and wanted to cuddle.
No, that's awesome.
And, you know, I didn't tell her I was leaving for Washington.
Oh.
She probably expects me to show up any day now, but fuck it, right?
Oh, I care, like, see, I'm more sensitive, but fuck that bitch.
Not really.
No, I know, bitch, I know.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, not everyone's going to have a meaningful impact on your life, and you don't have to close every chapter like it's some type of romantic loss.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's also from the fact that things in the past have molded me to think that way. Like, not everything is super meaningful. Not every interaction you have with a person or a female or even a male at that point is going to be a meaningful interaction. Sometimes one-time flings or some things just are the way they are.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I get where you're coming from because I feel similar things, but I'll let you finish your whole thing.
Oh, I'm done. Go ahead.
Really? That was it?
Yeah. I mean,
damn. So you can go. We're making a segment of relationship. Oh yeah, we can go back and forth too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You go next, and then I'll go again.
We're doing a segment of relationship, but I'll be honest, probably can come back to this some other time. Honestly, because it's like such a meaning, like it's a big thing. Like right now, we're talking about like how it affects you and like stuff, but we could be like how you. I guess that's really it. If you don't know, which I don't know if how this promotes things and how if anyone on here is from, you know, our YouTube channels or family and friends. I know I'm going to be posting this somewhere, but if you don't know, I came out of a 5-year relationship with someone, and this is someone I was with in high school. And again, I'm not going to say names because, you know, why? But, yeah, I get the whole importance thing because, I mean, and it's not, see, a lot of people think it's been a long time and, you know, I should be over it and all this and that, but.
It hasn't even been a year yet.
So. I know, but this is what I hear. Like, legit people tell me this.
I guess you're supposed to get over 5 years of love in the span of 3 days.
Apparently.
I mean.
Well, it's also, to be honest, her treating me certain ways helps with that. You know, I probably moved on faster because it was so one-sided and worrying about everything. You're looking like that because I've already told you all this. What?
Go ahead.
But, yeah. I don't know. I guess it's like, here's what I'm thinking right now and how I've been thinking is like, so she, and this is just a recap for everyone, but she basically for like the last year before the breakup, apparently, had doubt and never brought anything up.
Trash.
And, whenever there was a problem, she just hold it in and didn't blow up about it. Apparently she was keeping distant from my family in the last year, and I didn't know about this, and kind of being rude to them too. I didn't know about that. I didn't know about all this stuff. And, she's a pretty good actor, I'll be honest, because like I'll look in the past vlogs and I really haven't, but more of when they come up and, I'm just like, wow, like I couldn't even tell. I was so blind. And another thing is, like, apparently she changed 100% after she graduated. Now, the story behind that real quick is basically she went to school for 4 years. She left her parents' house, moved in with me because I was kind of the outlet in that situation because she had a big, huge falling out with her family and just moved in with my family. And then so that's how we started living together. I think what's the second year in our relationship, which has probably caused a lot of problems, but whatever. Some those things you should be able to get through if you talk about it, which she never did. And the other thing is she, I had basically work while she went to school. And the turnaround of that would be that once she graduates, it's my turn. You know, she graduates. Now I can go and finally go to school and not have to worry about like, oh, I got to make sure I pay rent, got to make sure I do this and also take her out because that's the kind of person I was, you know. Oh, I have extra money. Let's take her out. So let's buy a Panda Express because why not? But yeah, so when she graduated, she completely changed apparently. And I say that because my mom and my other family members all have said that. And my brother has also said that. And she just changed. She got a little more distant. She, I've been told that she got a little more, like, I'm better than you now. And stuff like that, which I didn't notice. But, and kind of better than all of this. And it's weird because I saw a lot of things from her family talking to her. Like, not necessarily text messages, but whatever. And they all kind of said similar things like that and kind of fed her head with stuff like that. Like, oh, he's not smart enough. He's not, he's nice, but he's kind of dumb. Like, saw that text, literally, that specific text from, a cousin or whatever.
That shit's trash.
And then her cousin turns around and is like, if you need to, you can spend a night at my house or whatever like that. So it's like, what? So
yeah, that shit's so trash because it's like
I can honestly say that, or at least from what I know, but I mean I didn't know a lot, is that her mom was genuinely like, obviously she's gonna be biased, it's her daughter, and honestly her daughter could say anything to her but and believe her, but like genuinely didn't hate me, didn't go out of her way to hurt me. And her sister, which is in like Korea right now or whatever, there hasn't been any conflict between that either. And her sister and I all like got along for a while, like really good So, but what were you going to say?
Oh, like about the, he's not that smart. I just think that's trash because you can always get smart. It's not like you're fucking stupid or anything like that, you know? You know how to put your pants on. You know how to get dressed. You know how to pay bills. You know how to do taxes. It's like,
yeah.
Like, you don't have to be a fucking rocket scientist to date. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to date a person. Like, maybe if you were dating another rocket scientist, it would help. But I feel like you could always just get smart. Like, that's the whole purpose of going to school. Nobody's born a genius.
Yeah.
Like, people are born with high understandings and abilities to accumulate knowledge faster than others, but nobody is born a genius.
Yeah.
So no, saying stuff that. Like that is just stupid in itself.
The thing is first of all, like you're, I don't think education really tells how smart a person is, because you can have no education whatsoever, like drop out of high school and mentally you can be smarter than an actual like scientist or whatever mentally, and how you look at the world could be smart, quote unquote, smarter than anyone that is quote unquote smarter.
Right.
But, so yeah, that whole, the school thing. Another thing that changed in the last year is that now she didn't want, especially when she graduated, didn't want kids anymore. Didn't want the certain life that we've been talking about for 4 years. Didn't want this and that, you know, like out of nowhere. But I don't know if I want to go in complete depth. I'd already have a lot, and I could go a whole another hour probably because it's just so much. But I will say that I guess another thing is that she like that makes me feel used. It makes me feel like I just let love blind me completely, and I didn't care about to myself enough to realize anything. And also, like, she, and this is something that pisses him off because I've told him, is that she didn't say any of all this really, really until we moved in with her mom, right after we moved out of our apartment.
Yeah, that shit's so trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah, so I guess when we say, like, relationships and affecting, now that you have that story and know, like, I guess this really hits me harder in a way, is that right now and recently I've been affected in a way of just, like, focusing on myself. Because when you're with someone for so long, and that person is you in a way, in a sense, which is not bad, but it's, like, we're still young, so it's, like, hard to... You shouldn't really be in that mindset just yet, you know?
Yeah.
You should be in the mindset of just working on yourself. And you can do that and be in a relationship. It's just more of, like, being able to do that. But I think, again, her moving in, us moving in so early probably didn't help with that. And now when I'm pursuit of a relationship, I kind of just look more of, like, not – this person's going to be with me forever, or this or that. Just more of, like, can I just be happy around this person and genuinely, like, just enjoy my time?
Mm.
And it's weird because when everything all happens like that, as dramatically as it did, you really focus on that because that's all you really, like, you think for a minute, wow, all those moments, you know, like, why don't you just genuinely just, like, enjoy those moments? But I think people think way too into things now. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, I get it.
I felt like I talked for a long time.
I mean, I talked for a long time last segment, so it's cool. Still speaking on relationships? Yeah, I guess since you shared something personal, I might as well share.
You don't have to.
I mean, it's not authentic if I don't, right?
mine was super. I haven't even said that on the vlogs about the whole, like, what she did to me yet.
Yeah, so, you
I
know.
I was thinking about it, but I'm like, there's no, that's a little petty or whatever, but this is just you and me talking. So it's like, yeah. A little different.
So, fuck it. So, yeah, fuck it.
I'm going to need a drink after that, though. I'll be honest now.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, that's you, man. Speaking on another personal relationship, I was in a relationship with someone for like 9 years. I mean, I don't know. High school relationships are always going to be high school relationships to me. I don't take too much stock in them now as I would have if I was still in high school. You know, I don't really like to dwell on them too much. I do take the experiences with, like, I always like to go back and reflect on what I could have did better, what I should have did better type thing. And a relationship that always hit me was a relationship I had with, not going to say no names, of course, because why would I? It was a really good relationship. We were, in my point of view, we were pretty happy. We were always hanging out with each other. She was always yelling at me about, like, oh, if you need help with studying, you got to let me know, this and that. And it's like, you never really want to ask anyone for help. At the same time, it's like, why not? You basically have a textbook walking around with you. So you might as well ask her for help. So I think she helped me with homework a couple times. It was a really good relationship. I feel like she bettered me, and it was cool. It hit a rough patch. I got in trouble, and I was going to get sent away to live with my father, my dad. So I broke up with her. I use that as an excuse all the time to say why I broke up with her. In truth, now that I'm older, now that I see, I was scared of the relationship. Terrified of the relationship. I was so scared of the relationship. I was only like 16, but I could really see myself being with this person for a very long time. I did not know how to handle that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I did not know how to handle that. Like, I was legit terrified. Like, at 16, I did not want anyone else but her. I was ready to give up everything for her. I was terrified of that. So when it happened, when, you know, my parents were talking about sending me away, this and that, yada, 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 it was like a sigh of relief that I had a way out. And so I took it. And I think I had spent like, what, 2, maybe 3 months away from her, realizing that I missed her. Like, I wanted her back. Like, I wanted the relationship back, but it was already too late. And I am a prideful bastard. I am a prideful motherfucker. Like, I was not going to go back and be all like, oh, I missed you. I want you back. Like, I wasn't going to.
Why'd you turn into Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Because I'm masking the pain behind humor.
There you go. That's how you do it. Woo! That's how you do it. Sister asked me, oh man, you're like, your back's getting really muscular. I'm like, yeah, because all the baggage I'm carrying. She's masking with humor. There we go. She's
masking with humor, yo. Terrified, bro. But
by the way, if you hear me drinking, I'm drinking water. I only took one shot. I just don't want everyone to think
you're over here downing it. Yeah.
Downing with, like, tequila right now. But I only took one. Chill. All right. I'm just drinking. I have a gallon of water over here. can you confirm that, please?
Yeah, it's a gallon of water. I swear upon my life and my pride. I swear upon my pride and the Togami.
Now you know that means a lot.
Yeah, and the Togami family. But serious, don't worry about that. I'll explain that to you later. Whatever.
Okay.
But seriously, I was terrified of the relationship. I haven't even told her that. Yep. That I was truly afraid to be with her. Cause it's like, that's the type of love that you only hear about.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, we were so in sync. Like, The thing she wanted was the things I wanted. Bookstore dates. Like, just going out. Just
really? I didn't know you guys did that.
Yeah, Barnes & Noble was the shit. Like, just going out and hanging out places.
I remember that.
That was just us. Like, nothing special, nothing too crazy. That was just us, just doing little stuff like that. Doing little stuff for each other. It's crazy. And it terrified me at 16.
That makes sense.
No, but it doesn't make sense. Like, you can't physically.
No, it makes sense.
You can't physically understand.
I don't know exactly how you feel. But yeah. I will say this, that a similar feel, in a way, last two relationships, kind of long. I don't know if you remember with the girl before the 5 year.
Yeah.
It was still, like, 2 years.
Yeah.
And then you get this sense that, like, oh, crap. Like, these are people, like, every time we got in a relationship, it's just longer. You know, and I know that's only two, but I'm also a kid. So it's like it gets crazy and I'm not, okay, it's not the same, but I'm just saying like being out of a relationship that you thought you would just be done. Like you're done. You're good. You're with someone. You're done. You settle down. Yeah. You were 16, but you're good. and then just drop like that. It's kind of like a reverse effect of what you were thinking. Like you were thinking, I'm too young. I shouldn't be in this like thing. I'm thinking, I'm like old, even though I'm only 23. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like, I'm like old. I wanted kids when we were talking about having kids when we were 25, 26. That's only 3 years. You know what I mean? Like I'm feeling like the same thing, but in a different way.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, crap. And then I know that I can't just jump into a long-term relationship like that. That's not how it works. It just happened accidentally or it happened coincidentally. Honestly, it probably all was for the better because I'm a better person now. But you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. I don't know how exactly you feel, but I can say that I can relate in some way because I'm feeling that way now, but reversed.
So just on like a side note, just like I never knew what a panic attack was or an anxiety attack was.
Go ahead.
Oh yeah. I never knew what a panic attack was or an anxiety attack was. I still to this day don't know exactly how it happened, but I remember so vividly. I had a dream of me and said person. We had been together for 10 years and we were having our first child and it was a girl. And I remember the joy and happiness I felt from that. When I woke up, I could not breathe and I was crying.
You look like it just hit you a little bit right now.
Stop. Don't say that because they can't see my face physically. Whatever. Like,
it hits me a little bit because like I thought, you know, I had kids with, I'm good, set. I feel it.
But it was 16. I woke up.
No,
that
is crazy.
I was crying. I couldn't breathe. I think I was having an anxiety attack.
That's not a bad thing though. Like that shows a maturity level that you're not supposed to have at that age.
Yeah, bro. I couldn't take it. I ran. I 100% fled. Like, if that was a RPG game, I was smashing on that flee button. I was like, run.
You're fucking run. A more relatable thing for me. You're in a Pokemon battle.
Hey, oh, and you hit the
just
run.
Just trying to run, and it's like, can't escape. You're like, ah!
Stuff like that. Like I said, I didn't even share this with her, and I don't think I'm ever going to share these feelings with her.
What if that's the person who hears this?
If she hears this podcast, then she hears this podcast. If she doesn't, then it doesn't happen. Like, I'm not going to tell her about the podcast either.
My thing is, like, I don't think I'll ever say what I just said to her, and even if I make a vlog about it one day. But it's like, to me, it's like that person already is said and done.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's the same for you, but it's like it's already done.
Yeah.
What else is it gonna do?
No, man, I hear you, dude. And that's what I'm saying. It's like it's crazy. So that was relationships. Fuck that. Let's move on to the next segment right after these commercial breaks. Ha!
If there is any. Ha.
Ha
ha. There might be.
Yeah, there might. It might be just the same one over and over again.
You're welcome.
And we're back. We had taken a 10-minute break to get the tears and snot out of
my...
I had to cry. No, I'm kidding, but...
I had to urinate all over the toilet. I mean, in the toilet. I know how to aim.
He's lying, by the way. But funny thing is, we have two more topics to talk about. Family and fears of a young adult. We don't want to talk about either of those because the relationship topic really drained our souls.
Yeah, I feel like I never answered the actual question. We might go back to it in the future. And I just gave you backstory. So fuck it. That's what you get. Sorry about it.
I mean, you did answer at the end of it when you said you started focusing on yourself.
Yeah, no, that's definitely, yeah, I don't want to go back into it, but yeah.
No, I get it. So for right now, for this last one, we are going to talk about some lighthearted stuff. You want to play Would You Rather for like 10, 15 minutes?
Sure.
Yeah, lighthearted.
Lighthearted, little game. Y'all have enjoyed this. I don't know how. Oh, you know, follow us. Favorite our channel, podcast, our podcast. Yeah. I know you can do that. There will be more. I don't know when we'll be uploading.
We should upload it tonight so I can listen to it.
We can upload it tonight, but then our normal times will be like around the weekend.
Yeah, so we'll record it on Friday and we'll upload it
Saturday.
We'll have you upload it that Saturday, yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Saturday we'll upload it. We'll have Saturday podcast. Might have more in the future, but that just depends. We're just going to do this for now.
Yeah, we're going to leave it. We're going to leave our schedules open because we don't know what they're going to look like in the future. But for right now, we're shooting for recording on Friday, posting on Saturday.
If you have made it this far, congratulations. Like, I had to take a drink. I didn't even make it this far. So, good for you guys. Damn.
Thank you so much for sitting here and listening to us talk.
You are watching The Domino Effect, and we're about to play a little game because, damn. And if you don't want to watch, thanks for being here.
You don't want to watch, thanks for being here.
Oh, see, here, if you don't want to hear.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm tired.
I can see that. Searching up would you rather questions. Would you rather?
Got you. We can both do this.
Questions.
Oh, this is where I talk while you look it up.
Thank you.
To go back on a Sonic thing real quick, I just gotta put this out there. I didn't know he was blue for the longest time because I'm colorblind.
Yeah, you are.
And I still didn't for a while. And by that, I mean like maybe a couple days ago. Like people say he's blue, but then when you're not, no one talks about Sonic like that. If you're not around the right people. And when you forget, you forget. So I'm like, oh yeah, that aqua guy.
That aqua guy, jeez.
They're like, oh, you're talking about that Aquaman movie? I'm like, no, I'm talking about the bullshit Aquaman movie, which I actually heard was pretty good. I don't know if you ever saw it.
The Aquaman movie? Yeah. I haven't.
I bet you that would tell us everything.
Okay, I got you. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. So would you rather that you were cheating on your boyfriend or girlfriend or that they were cheating on you? So would you rather be the cheater or would you rather get cheated on?
I'd rather get cheated on. I feel like, well, the douchebag part of me wants to say cheated because then, A, I got something out of it. But the real me wants to say... You just got a phone call?
Just got a phone call.
In the middle of a podcast.
In the middle of the podcast.
God damn. Professional as fuck. Huh, that's what we are.
I did the ad, so I would say, professional.
Hey, I'll do the ad next time.
That sounds
fantastic. We might get more ads, too.
Yeah. But go ahead and finish.
I would say I'd rather get cheated on. I obviously wouldn't rather at all, but if it was going to happen, I'd have it to happen that way because I feel like later down the road, I'd still feel better. Because I'd be like, I didn't do that. So, what about you?
I would rather get cheated on because cheating leaves your soul with a hole. Like, the guilt is unbearable.
Jesus, that was dark.
I know. And 34 people said they'd rather be the cheaters, while 65 people said they'd rather be cheated on.
Really? Wow, that's crazy. Stupid fucks.
Just kidding. Yeah, 34 people are helly disloyal.
Anyways.
Skipping on to the next.
I think it's because, Western. Wait, real quick. I think it Go might ahead. Be because of, like, the pain of being cheated on. They think, like, you know, if I cheated on someone, it wouldn't be as bad because I wouldn't be in pain afterwards.
Mm.
Although that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Would you rather give a massage or receive a massage?
I would give a like a normal massage.
Yeah.
No happy endings.
Give a massage. Like I said the first time.
Receive one. That's a dumb question.
Yeah, it kind of is stupid. I'd rather give a massage, truthfully.
Do you even know how?
Yeah. I know how to do a little shoulder. Do a little feet. Chaps. Little feet.
I know how to loosen your chaps.
Chaps are butt cheeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Assless chaps.
Ew. Would you rather your partner have a homosexual affair or your partner have a heterosexual affair? Would you rather your partner cheat on you with a girl or cheat on you with a guy?
Girl.
I'd rather my partner cheat on me with a girl as well.
Why is that?
Maybe I could get into the action, dog. I'm saying the
same reaction.
Maybe I could just slide the lip. Slide to the right. Hey, put my pants down. Cha-cha now, yeah.
All right, I got some. Are you all right with that?
Oh, yeah, cool.
Would you rather always feel like you're about to sneeze but can't, or have the hiccups for the rest of your life? I feel like I've heard that before.
I'd rather feel like I always have to sneeze.
Sounds horrible either way, to be honest. That just sounds horrible. Like, sneezing... The good part about it is sneezing.
Having the hiccups is terrible. Hiccup?
No, because I feel like you'll eventually hyperventilate and die. So I'll do that.
Would you rather date someone who is 15 years older than you or 15 years younger than you?
Well,
this is a loaded question.
Yeah, if they're 15 years younger than me, I'm a pedophile.
And you're going to jail.
If they're 15 years older than me, they have more money than me, and they can take care of me. There you go.
He wants him a sugar mama.
At that point, if I had to choose between having a sugar mama or being a pedophile, yes.
That's exactly what that question was.
I've heard all of these would you rathers before.
Would you rather give up on a promotion or sleep with your boss to get the promotion? So who's your boss currently?
I just get the promotion.
You skip the promotion?
I'd skip the promotion.
Well, I don't have a job currently because I just moved back to Washington.
Your old job, then.
My old job, my boss was a 30. No, she wasn't 30. She was 20. She's like a 24. She was 24. So I definitely sleep with my boss to get a promotion.
Oh, okay. Yeah. These are not necessarily would you rather, but more of like what would you pick? So like Twizzlers or Red Vines? That's a good comparison.
Red Vines?
I'd agree because they feel like an actual licorice, like not fake. So, but most people say Twizzlers. So fuck you. Apparently.
Would you rather fall for a sexy married woman or a sexy widow?
Widow? Yeah, widow.
I know your husband just died 30 minutes ago, but I could be your new husband.
What are you doing waiting at the fucking mic? Just waiting there like, there he goes. Hey, what's up?
Just slide up in the room. What's up?
You got like a towel on your shoulder? I got you, girl.
Come cry.
Come on my shoulder, girl.
The young D-Money got you. The young D-Sauce.
Is that you?
It could be.
Okay.
It could be.
Took advantage of that. Anyways.
Would you rather go on a romantic date or on a yummy dinner? Fat ass says yummy dinner.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I would say that because I feel like a yummy dinner would be cheaper. They can hear that moment. A yummy dinner could be cheaper than a romantic.
Yeah. A yummy dinner could be cheaper. I like your answer.
I thought it was a good answer, too. Thank you.
Would you rather date someone who prioritized looks or someone who prioritized money?
Money?
I ain't got either of those.
But so I feel like it depends, though. Like, money, I'd say money, just because that is more important.
Right.
When it comes down to it.
Right.
But, like, looks, it's like, man, if you don't like shit, though.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I am a decently handsome young man, and I have a decently sized wallet at the moment until my funds runs out. But I guess I'd rather someone prioritize money, because I know no matter what it takes, I'm going to get my bread. Even if I have to go rob some little old lady off the street. Give me your money, Grandma. Don't make this hard.
That was detailed.
I mean, I, yeah, should be.
Real quick, because I feel like this is me.
Okay.
Which terrible roommate would you rather live with? Let's the snooze alarm go off over and over every single morning. That's not me. But, or plays video games in the living room, wait until the night every night. Oh, in the living room? That's not me. In the living room?
That's so childish.
Take your TV.
Go to your room.
Jesus, you take the TV from the bedroom or the living room and fucking put that bitch in your room. Like,
I bet you the person would be 100 times happier if you did that. But I guess I sleep with the snooze person.
These are all roommate ones.
Because that when his alarm goes off, that's my alarm too, and I appreciate that.
If you guys have the same schedule, Oh, I don't know if this is worse, actually. Which terrible roommate would you rather live with? Leaves their dirty dishes in the sink and never washes them? Or hoards their dirty dishes in their bedroom but washes them all every 3 months?
3 months of dirty dishes in your room? That's disgusting. First of all,
how many dishes do you have in the house where you have enough for him to hoard?
3 months worth of dishes.
And still be able to use some. You know you're using fucking plastic and paper by that point.
Shit pisses me off.
But
I guess him hoarding. No, him
leaving. I think leaving, because then you can at least try to like
work on it.
Work on it, and then you can calm out on it. Because if it's in your room, you're like, oh, you're not into that guy's room. You don't know. But I don't know about you. Do you have any more? I'm done.
Yeah. Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life?
Jesus.
Or join in once to stop it?
That was like my soul dying.
Yeah, I know.
Hear it or
no.
Watch it?
Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life, or you join in one time, and then you don't have to watch it anymore?
What would you choose?
No, I ask you.
Fuck. It's so gross. I feel like they're going to listen to this. I don't want to answer this. I just thought about this. We were doing this, and yet all these people can listen to this that we know.
Answer the question.
I would want to stop, but I don't want to.
Ew.
I would want to watch.
Ew.
So you say ew no matter what.
Ew.
What would you do?
Would you rather get a paper cut?
No,
you better stop or I'm going to make you answer the question. I'm trying to save your life.
I answered the question.
No, you didn't.
I want you to answer the question. Oh, wow.
Would you rather get a paper cut between your fingers every time you touch paper?
Oh my god.
Or bite your tongue every time you eat something.
Cut my fingers.
Paper cut. Yeah, me too. Would you rather?
Oh Jesus, there's more.
Always feel like you're about to sneeze, but oh what? Have the hiccups for the rest of your life.
I think that's a good one to stop. Because it's a repeat. I hope you guys enjoyed this.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, guys. This was the first episode of The Domino Effect with your co-host, Demoria Ghostin, and
Stephen Parker. And hope you guys enjoyed it, loved it, fucked it a little bit, and
See, that last part wasn't necessary, but we're going to keep that in because we're authentic. We give you what we really think and what we really talk about without any filters and with minimum edits, right? Yeah, I don't think we're going to edit this one.
Mainly because we don't know how.
There you go, guys. Tune in next time, and I hope, which would be what you want to...
Maybe this weekend.
I don't know. I don't think I want to wait that long. I was actually having a lot of fun. I think I want to do another one pretty soon.
Friday then?
Wednesday? Yeah. Today's Monday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool. All right, guys. See you Wednesday. Bye.